And this is 90.3 KETM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. An investigation by Ouachita Parish Sheriff's investigators yesterday against threats at students against East Ouachita Middle School and Ouachita Parish High Schools. It led to the arrest of a suspect. Threats were made via social media on January 11th. The suspect is a 14-year-old juvenile. He's been booked into the Green Oaks Detention Center on the charge of terrorizing. The investigation revealed this is a lone threat and there were no other suspects involved. The identity of the suspect cannot be released due to his juvenile status. Also, New Iberia police say don't believe anything you read on Facebook. Chief Todd DeBoer says that posts about a shooting incident at the New Iberia Walmart are not true. Again, all is well in New Iberia at Walmart. The Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office arrested a teen male from the town of Gray in connection with a social media threat that said he was attempting to acquire a gun and was going to bring it to H. Isle Bourgeois High School on Thursday. The Terrebonne Parish Sheriff's Office spokesperson Blake Tabor says they received an anonymous tip Wednesday afternoon and soon took that suspect into custody. The United States military has dropped its vaccine mandates for U.S. servicemen and women. This comes after the Pelican Institute for Public Policy sued on behalf of two Louisiana military members who didn't want to get the shots for religious reasons. Pelican's general counsel, Sarah Harbison, says it wasn't only Pelican's lawsuit that made the military change its policy.
There were class actions against the Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps, and there are just thousands of service members who applied for and were rejected. I believe 98% of the religious accommodation requests were denied.
Pelican sued on behalf of Master Sergeant Robert Gailey and Senior Airman Faith Crocker, who cited religious reasons for not wanting the vaccine. Harbison says their pleas fell on deaf ears.
They both spoke with their chaplain, and they submitted requests to receive religious exemptions due to their sincerely held religious beliefs that they shouldn't receive the vaccine, and those requests were denied.
Up to 8,000 U.S. servicemen and women have been discharged over refusing the COVID shots. Harbison says the separation process has already started for one of their clients, Sergeant Galley.
We've reached out to each of our clients to find out whether the Army's getting rid of the vaccine mandate resolves their complaints.
Harbison says the Pentagon's decision was not just due to the Pelican Institute's lawsuit. There were dozens of lawsuits filed across the nation.